Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com, broadcast around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in wherever you are out there in the world today. Robbie Raz from Cigar Federation here with you, as always, in sunny California. Logan, we need to get you better lighting.
We need to get you a muzzle. I don't know, man. I think it's pretty decent, man. It's better than on. Tom looks like Casper the Friendly Ghost over there.
Thank you for choosing your words nicely there. You almost broke.
Did I not?
You almost broke the rule right out of the gate. We would have just started over at that point. Everything's good in Texas?
Yeah, everything's good. I do have a funny story to share with everyone. Remember how I was telling you about I made the offbeat comment to my wife about, you know, purchasing a house and like, oh yeah, we need to look at a house with land, you know. Well, we did that whole thing and I just kind of put a stop to it the other morning during breakfast pretty abruptly and it didn't go over so well.
And
needless to say, we're not buying a house, but now I'm on the hook for, I won't even say how much, of her renovation plans of our current house, because apparently the nice house we live in is unlivable. So I just thought I would share that.
Renovation
public service
plans.
Announcement.
Yeah. Don't ever bring up looking for a new house.
You can just avoid talking to your wife in general about anything. It's a good thing.
Fair point. Now, renovations, your house is what, like 10 years old?
It's like 15, but I mean,
she's right.
Oh, but it totally needs, I mean, dude, this, I won't even get into it. It'll just make me angry.
You need like the bathtub with the 8 jets, not 6. You need 8.
Oh, I know. I know. The 15-year-old jacuzzi tub didn't do it anymore.
You got to update, dog. But anyway, we're not here to talk about this. This isn't the Bob Vila show. That was his name, right? Back in the day, it was Bob Vila.
Dude, Bob Vila.
This old and house.
That's Bob Vila. Yeah. And then there was the guy that did the freaking woodworking. Mm. Remember him?
Johnny Brook?
He was on PBS. Rest in peace, Johnny Brook. No, it wasn't Johnny Brook. I don't know. I'll look it up.
Yeah, I don't know the woodworking guy. I definitely remember Bob Vila. Wow, we are so far off track. We've gone through like 5 years of this show and never once talked about Bob Vila.
I don't know how. He's a freaking American icon.
Yeah, now I can't shut up about him. So we've got a couple of guests here tonight. We've got James Brown of Black Label Trading Company is here. James, thanks for taking the time, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me. Good to be back.
Yeah, this is like the third or fourth time you've been on the show, and I think this is the first time that I've been on the show with you, so I'm excited to do the show with you. It'll be fun. And you're in, you're down in your factory, yeah?
Yep, you're in Nicaragua.
And you basically live in Nicaragua now, correct?
Yeah, full time. Yeah, just come up to the States for events and all that stuff, but yeah, we're here full time.
So are you a Nicaraguan citizen?
No.
I don't know how all that works. You're not going
to
get.
Don't you have to come back 3 months, 6 months? You have to go out of the country for so long.
Yeah, did we just?
Yeah, I gotta leave every 90 days. So.
Oh, okay.
It's not something that's impossible. It's just expensive and really time consuming to go through the process.
Oh yeah, and there's probably no major benefits for doing that. I mean,
not really.
Maybe there are. Who knows? And we've also got. What is your title? You kind of run Reddit Cigars, more or less, right? But I don't want to step on toes. I'm not sure exactly what your title is.
Yeah, we have a team of moderators that check out the forum, create events, work on really fun projects like the Throwdown, and
on spoilers.
You know, do a bunch of stuff. But it's a team of people, so I'm one of that person on that team.
So how
many
people
happen to be that person that is on Cigar Federation as well? So you're kind of delegated, basically.
Yeah.
Would we call you a conduit between the two?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, why not? I mean, I think there's a lot of Reddit guys on Cigar Federation that enjoy both. You know, that's the thing about, I think, cigar online communities. Like, you can be a part of one or you can be a part of many, but some people feel like, oh, I'm this type of guy or I'm that, you know, but it's all kind of all the same. It's like, you like cigars, be online somewhere and check it out, you know?
Absolutely. That's it.
Touche.
On your official title is now Conduit, by the way. I think we also have gotten through 5 years of the show without saying Conduit, so we're setting all kinds of...
I doubt it. That's in my repertoire.
All kinds of benchmarks today. In your what?
my repertoire.
Yeah, nice. This episode of Cigar Chat is brought to you by Gurkha Cigars, manufactures the world's finest cigars. Check out Gurkha at your local B&M today. They will have Gurkha at your local B&M. If they don't, for some reason, you can find them just about anywhere online, and they quite literally have a blend for everybody with, you know, a couple thousand blends out there that you can probably track down. They've got a blend for everybody, so check them out, GurkhaCigars.com. So, James, what's new, man? What's going on? How's everything going since IPCPR?
It's good, man. Just really busy, you know. We've been cranking out sticks as much as we can. You know, we had Bishop's Blend come out at the show, which has been really popular for us. We've been getting that out. And then preparing for Santa Muerte, which is coming out, another Black Label LE, which launches November 1st. So we've just been, you know, juggling stuff and getting things moving.
So we've actually got a question related to the Bishop's Blend, and we'll jump right into that. Another tradition here on Cigar Chat is we start with a question from Jason Myers. And the Bishop's Blend, right, you got a really good score from Half Wheel in the 90-plus, I think. And
94, yeah.
And in 94, I'm remiss, 94.
94?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen too often over there at the HW.
That does not. And I believe Coop just reviewed it as well. I didn't see what Coop scored. Maybe it wasn't Coop. I think it was Coop, right?
Yeah, it was Coop. Yeah, we got 93 from Coop. So that was great also, yeah.
That's a cigar I'm going to have to track down. Logan, when are you getting more of those in the SigFed store?
I don't know, man. It sold about 50 boxes. I haven't smoked one myself yet. So I don't think we're going to be seeing any more of those.
Damn. All right. I'll have to track them down, that secondary market. Or I'll widen my scope of search outside the one store.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'll do. Okay, so Jason Meyer says, I think the Bishop's Blend is a really great cigar. He says, can you tell us a bit about your process for creating that blend? And do you have any plans to produce more at some point in the future? Oh, crap, it's a limited edition. I'm never going to see it. But, yeah, Jason wants to know, give us a little bit about the process, and will we ever see it again?
So, yeah, the process with Bishop was kind of a long one. So it's a cigar that I played with for about a year and a half, almost 2 years. Just different combinations and just trying to get the cigar exactly where I wanted it to be. I knew that we wanted to do something with broadleaf, but didn't really know what we wanted to do. So we did a few mock-ups of it with broadleaf wrapper. Weren't, you know, overly thrilled with how it came out. So we started tweaking it again. And that's when we decided that we were going to go with the Pennsylvania and the Connecticut broadleaf and the filler. And that gave us the component we were really looking for out of the broadleaf. We didn't want it to over dominate the cigar, so we decided to go within the filler, and it just created this super unique profile that we're excited about. And for me, it's just a really rich, intense, balanced cigar with a lot going on, and it's kind of the cigar. What I tell people is, I'm excited about it because I couldn't have made this cigar, you know, 4 years ago when we started. So it's kind of a culmination of everything I've learned over this process.
I got a question.
Logan, so, jump in.
I mean, you guys have been making cigars. I mean, I think we first ran to each other like early 2013. And, you know, you guys were leveraging another factory, living in Guatemala. You had another business. Then you rolled the dice, put all the chips on the table, moved down to Esteli, built the factory. Beginning of 2015, if I'm correct, if my timeline's right. So from the time that you've gotten into the factory, let's just pretend you've got 100 marbles. How many of those marbles have been procured since you got into your own factory versus when you were learning and working through another factory, just instead of being a factory owner and a brand, you know, a manufacturer, you were more of just a brand owner?
I would say at least probably 75-80%. I mean, it's just a totally different story. It's a totally different game, you know, when you're, I mean, for us, it was like starting over, you know, because we were finally able to do things the way that we wanted to from the beginning. And so, you know, it was a huge learning curve. But, you know, being able to own every step of the process is really what we wanted to do and what we're able to do now. So, yeah, I mean, it's I think our cigars that we're putting out today are very different than what we started with. And, you know, we've grown a lot, and our ability to do it ourselves has just, you know, given us the creative freedom to step out of the box as far as we want to and make the stuff we want to make. And as far as the Bishop coming back, so with all of our limited releases for Black Label, we don't just do one and dones. You know, it's like the Morphine. They're all annual. So we're looking at Bishop coming back the beginning of next summer. So it will definitely be coming back.
Nice. Well, that's good to know. And I know it's, like I said, it's been one of those cigars that even before, I mean, obviously when you start seeing scores like 94 from Half Wheel and Coupe, that has an impact, especially on the community that we pay attention to. But when, even before that, the cigar was hard to get your hands on. And I just got a message from Trip. Don't call me Trent. He's going to send me one. So I'm very excited. Now I get to smoke it.
That's nice of him.
So yeah, so we've got a few more questions here since we've got On, and in the next segment, we'll jump into the special project you guys are working on. Since On is here on the panel, I've got a question here from Trip. It says, can we expect to see any new Lanceros from you guys in the future?
Spoiler alert, kind of. I'll answer that question.
It's not, so, I didn't ask you.
I mean, we're going to be talking about Black Works and Black Label tonight, but what?
I didn't ask you.
I know, but I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer because it plays quite well into it. Thank you, On, for teeing that up, sir. So although we are talking about Black Works, Black Label, probably most of the night, we do have the Throwdown Project collaboration with Black Label. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious, but kind of an extension of the original Throwdown, which I just want to say SigFed was the winner over the Dojo. Just let that be reflected in the record. But the Vitola of the Throwdown between Reddit and SigFed is just so happens to be a Lancero. And I think I'm not going to give On all the credit for driving that conversation when we were talking about the project, but I will give him most of the credit.
I would be willing to guarantee that that was On's first question.
In the email reply back to me, other than, hey, Logan, then the next word was Lancero.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Other than that, On, what is it with you and Lanceros, man?
I don't know, man. I think I have a picture from like 3 years ago, and I had maybe 9 Lanceros total, and I thought that was a lot, you know, because 9 Lanceros stacked together probably equals a little bit less than a Toro. And so I took a picture of that, and I'm like, that's a lot of Lanceros, and I thought that was really cool. But, you know, now I probably have hundreds and hundreds of Lanceros. I mean, like, there's a lot of bad Lanceros out there, so don't get me wrong. Like, that, you know, like, it's not, like, the best Vitola on the planet because it really takes a good company to make good Lanceros.
So, it takes a good cigar smoker to smoke one, too.
It's
a hard cigar to smoke.
It's true. It's funny. That conversation actually came up on Cigar Federation today in the chat room. I was chatting with Doug and Trip, I think, and
Trent.
An unnamed company is coming out with the Lancero, and Doug says, "Oh, well, they even they can't screw that up." And I was like, "Well, quite to the contrary, everybody, actually, a lot of people screw up Lanceros.
Just because Lanceros are tough.
It's tough to roll them right, and so it's not plugged, and you know, you still get that right ratio of flavor coming out of, you know, your fillers, your binder, and your wrapper. So your wrapper has a lot more influence." And
you can lose a lot of complexity too. But, yeah. You know, when we visit Black Label Trading, first thing I saw James smoking was like a Morphine Lancero. So I figured he's got to know something about Lanceros, right?
That's true. They got the wheels turning, greasing the skids for the project.
So we may as well. James just now popping back in. Okay, I was going to say we can move on and talk more about the project. So is it, it's two different cigars?
It's correct. I mean, it follows along the original Throwdown project, where there is two cigars. I don't know how much we want to talk about it on, or we can just spill the beans right now. But basically, there's two cigars. On in the Reddit mod crew chose kind of their blend or their submission. And then I kind of didn't ask anyone else. I picked my own submission for SigFed. Sorry,
yeah,
Rob.
I didn't have any input.
I don't know. Anyways, you did not. And, yeah, so they're going to be sold in 10 packs. There'll be 5 of the Reddit submission and then 5 of the SigFed entry. Be 70 or Shane under $80. It's $79.95. So $8 for a Lancero. It's a hell of a good price. And just like in the previous project, we'll give it a week or so, and then we'll vote to see which one the consumers think is the best.
And the winner gets what?
Well, you know, just pride, bragging rights, maybe a small bragging trophy.
Right. You know what? If a Logan, if the SigFed, if the SigFed cigar wins, you should make On wear a Cardinals jersey.
Ooh. Not a bad idea, actually.
It's a beautiful idea. That would just that would get right. That would be like me wearing a Dodgers jersey. It would get right under his skin.
You know what I want if On wins? Or if I win? I want to go back in time and have On invent a time machine when we were in the elevator in Vegas and when that lady got out and he says, "And stay out!" I want a video of that that I could play over and over when I'm having a bad day.
What was...
Remember she was all talking all that noise and then the elevator door was probably like this far from shutting and On just screams and stay out.
What was she, was she mad at us about something or was she, what was she,
I don't remember.
It was just crowded as heck, man. It was just stacked to the brim, shoulder to shoulder in that elevator. Her, I think she was with her husband too, that also looked like cowboy or something like that.
And they were just talking a bunch of noise and just being annoying. And I just want that video because sometimes when I get upset, I just think of that and I just laugh hysterically because it was so awesome.
That was awesome. I kind of forgot about that. Thank you for bringing that.
Can't forget about that.
So it seems like we've lost James after singing the praises of Nicaraguan internet. We have lost James.
Yeah, no joke.
Literally, he was talking about how great the internet is down there right before we came on. I don't mean to throw him under the bus, but it's kind of funny. Irony.
Irony.
So we're going to have to wing it from here on out. So
we can wing it.
Can we talk about the blend a little bit? I mean, do you guys have that information?
We can. Yeah. We can. You talk about yours first. Well, let me just set the stage. It's like, yeah, this was not something that we just put together quickly. This is something On and I have been talking about since the beginning of this year. And we went through a couple iterations of blends and so on and so forth. And we had this locked in. This was actually supposed to release a couple of months ago, but with, you know, the FDA stuff and Black Label being so freaking busy, you know, this is why we're looking now versus, you know, a few months earlier. But On, you go ahead and talk about your blend.
Sure. Yeah, it's using some San Andreas Maduro. So one of the things with Black Label, I think they just do San Andreas Maduro a little bit differently than other companies. I mean, it just hits you a little bit differently. The feeling of the wrapper kind of has this grittiness onto it. That's a lot different. So, I mean, I assume it's sun-grown, and that's what's giving it, like, a lot of great flavor. So, I mean, when we compared it to, like, smoking a different blend, and mind you, this is, I believe it was, like, the dead of winter when we were smoking these blends. When I smoked that San Andreas, I mean, that was just the hook on me, man. I was like, this is it. There's no question about it. You know, it was just that much more tastier, that much more exciting, and, you know, like I said, Black Label has a grip on their Lancero production. So, you know, you get good smoke out of it. It's not underfilled. It's not overfilled. It's that just right that will really hit the palate. And because they're really good at using that wrapper, I think that wrapper really shines when you smoke it. So it's not going to knock you off your chair, but it's got enough kick to it that keeps you interested.
It's meaty.
Yeah. It's a great cigar. I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed smoking it, so I look forward to getting a bunch more because I think that's something that is going to be good right off the bat. It's something good that if you let it sit for a while, it's going to smooth out. I mean, it's I'm going to like it. So, I mean, I'm really excited about it, and it's going to be great.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, right, Black Label does do San Andreas really good. I would submit for those who have smoked the Mike Hunt, would actually, you know exactly what I'm talking about because that also has a San Andreas wrapper on it. So, you know, I made the fatal mistake, and I don't know why I'm going to share this because this will probably come back to bite me in the keister, but we had a bunch of different blends that we were going through, and I tried to be nice, and I said, hey, On, you and your crew pick the blend.
You let him pick first?
I completely... like a poser. Let him pick first.
Oh, and, man! Now let's. In all honesty, That sounds like something I would do, not what you would do.
I know, and that's because, like, Rob, like, normally I'm a very competitive person, and I am a very competitive person. You know this.
But
absolutely. I'm not. If I lose this, then I don't really care. It's not going to make end of the day. But I will say is that I was a little perturbed because I had my eye on that one, and I was hoping they wouldn't pick it because it is pretty, pretty, pretty good. And another reason that we had to go – it took a little bit longer is I had to go back to the drawing board, and I completely bucked the trend with my Lancero. So most people would expect me to
– my power went out.
Oh, that's all right. We were just making fun of you.
Hey, but the internet was still running, right?
Your internet, you were singing the praises, and then it dropped.
We're singing the praises of your internet.
Storming pretty bad here, so power goes pretty quick.
All right.
It's in and out. So just to catch you up, James, we're talking about obviously talking about the Throwdown blend, and Logan just dropped the bomb that he allowed On to pick the blend first without. You made the mess. You got to clean it up now, Logan.
Well, exactly. So that's why I had to go back to the drawing board and work on some other blends, and I totally bucked the trend with this. I mean, people would normally expect me to pick something Neanderthal-ish, right? Uses San Andreas or somewhere at Ecuador in Abano, strong.
Did you go Connecticut and Candela barber pole or what?
I didn't go quite that high and right, but I did go Connecticut.
Really?
I did go Connecticut.
Wow.
With a blend, proprietary blend, of Nicaraguan and Dominican fillers. And all I got to say is that it's going to surprise some people.
Oh, I'm already surprised. All of this is surprising. This is like a revelation for me. First, you let On pick
rookie move.
And then you went with a Connecticut. I'm hearing this for the first time, along with the listeners. So this is I'm befuddled. I'm stumped.
Now is that going to be like Tiger Hitty Sharp Claws and Lancero?
No, it's something different, dog. You don't even know, On. I had to go back in the blend lab with James and figure this out because I could not get skunked by my own blend that you stole from me.
It's so damn good.
I know it is. I know it is. And I don't want to pump it up because then people are going to vote for it just because I said that I wanted it.
No, but you know what you do is you pump it up and then don't just lay low on yours.
I just said it's going to surprise people.
Just sandbag James. It a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, but it's interesting because there couldn't be two cigars that are so opposite the spectrum, you know? Mm. So I think that's what's going to make it really, really interesting.
Exactly. It's going to be a good contrast.
Yeah, and that's the fun part for the person that's, you know, picking up a 10-pack is they're getting two different blends, but they're two drastically different blends. I think that's pretty
completely
cool.
Different.
That's added value, in my opinion.
Well, it's true. And and my hope is what I'm banking on is this myth in the industry that 70% of people only smoke Connecticut. So I'm playing to the numbers here, and I'm hoping that the math that I've been shared by some big wigs of the industry is correct. Actually, man, I think people are going to like it. I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Feeling good. Now, James, which one do you like best?
Boom. There it is.
You know, I don't know. I like them both for what they are. I mean, I think that the Reddit stick is definitely more kind of in the wheelhouse of what we do, you know, not only with Black Label Black Works, but just the factory itself. So it's definitely very typical to that. But, you know, I think, you know, you've challenged us a couple times with doing a lighter medium smoke, you know, with the Tiger Kitty and the Salmon Patty and all that. And so for me, that's a lot of fun to do stuff that's outside of our norm. So, I mean, I really like how the Connecticut Lancero turned out. I don't know. I mean, I smoke strong sticks, but what have I smoked the most out of them? I've smoked the Connecticut out of the two.
Boom! That's all I got to say about that, On.
I'm trying to think if I've ever smoked a Connecticut Lancero before.
Nomads.
There's the Gran Habano Zulu. That's a Connecticut.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I smoked that. And I feel like...
Nomad. Nomad's Connecticut.
Does he have that in a Lancero?
Yeah. Connecticut Forte Lancero sure does.
I've never smoked it in Lancero.
Okay. There's not too many Connecticut Lanceros. No. Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
No.
Interesting.
The other good thing about this is that they are such drastically different cigars. I'm not concerned. Is like if you wake up on a Saturday and you smoke the Connecticut Mine, then I'm not worried about you not getting a good read because these are like breakfast dinner type contrasting cigars. Do you know what I mean? So I'm excited. I am feeling very, very, very good.
And these are available when? Later this month, yeah?
They're available this coming Tuesday, the 25th.
Okay.
We have 150 bundles. So a bundle is five of each cigars for a total of 1,500 cigars.
Nice. Awesome. Well, that's I'm looking forward to it. I haven't smoked either one, obviously, because, again, I wasn't invited to the party.
Nothing for you, Jane.
Oh, okay.
Hey there.
Jump right in.
Sorry, yeah.
Go on.
I mean, what are you guys doing differently with rolling your Lanceros versus another factory? Because, I mean, I'm really loving the flavor that comes out of the Lanceros. I think they're a lot better than a lot of companies. They're not underfilled. You guys are taking a lot of time with the quality control, or maybe they're just good right off the bat. I mean, I think you're doing a great job with them. So my question is just, like, what are you guys doing differently? Because it's coming out good.
Yeah, I don't know that we do much differently other than kind of what we do for every cigar we make. You know, we don't rush and we take our time and do it the right way. I think the difference with your Lancero is it's got a lot of very heavy tobaccos in it, you know, which is not always easy from, you know, the standpoint of making it into such a thin ring gauge. So that took a little bit of finesse on our part, getting the blend just right, so that it worked in that Vitola. But it's really just about taking your time and making sure you do it right.
Now with something like that, thanks for all the dead air, guys. With something like that, do you have a dedicated team of rollers and bunchers who worked just on Lanceros, or do you produce enough to do something like that?
Yeah, we do. So a lot of kind of what we consider like specialty cigars, which would be, you know, strange ring gauges like the Deliverance Nocturnes, Lanceros, you know, the Killer Bees and Green Hornets. So like with Killer Bees and Green Hornets, we only have two teams that work on those cigars, for example. We have one team that does all of our Lanceros. So yeah, we definitely look at our guys and whatever they work best at, that's what we give them.
Now, when you're hiring... I'm getting a little off topic, but not really. Do you look for folks that have the ability to roll funky shapes? Because you guys have come out with some pretty interesting Vitola.
Yeah, the snub nose, that was wicked.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where we just prefer to do a lot of training. So, like, the reality is most of the guys out there here in SLE that, you know, show up wanting to make cigars, I mean, all these guys have the ability to make a great cigar. They just don't, they rarely get the opportunity in most of the places that they've worked. So we kind of thought starting out that we were going to have to go through a super intense training process with these guys. But in reality, I mean, these guys, you know, after about a week of switching over to doing it our way, they kind of have the grasp on it. And, you know, they're able to work the way we want them to, which is really good.
Nice. Yeah, that's it's
but,
good.
There's a learning curve, you know. I mean, for sure. Like the Nocturnes, for example, I mean, that took a long time for us to get it right, you know, with such a bizarre shape. I mean, doing the bunch on that cigar is insanely difficult.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, definitely have some interesting sizes. just a reminder to the audience, you're listening to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Ash on my keyboard. broadcast around the world, the Armed Forces Radio Network. Thank you for tuning in. We're here with James from Black Label talking about the Throwdown Project, among other things. This next segment is brought to you by Cigar Oasis, the leader in cigar humidification. Set it and forget it is their motto, and that's exactly what I do. Logan, I'm kind of mean to my cigars, though. I am. Yeah.
I treat them like a redheaded stepchild.
Just throw them in there, turn it on, and that's it.
Ask it for more, man.
Yeah. It's always. And they still smoke fine for me. You know?
Yeah, man. Cigar Oasis, I have to admit, I mean, I'll joke around. Is that my Cigar Oasis XL version? I think I got vintage 2 of that one because I know they're on like the 3rd or the 4th. That thing is a freaking hog. And I have to fill it up once a month and it just works. And it's one less thing, unlike my wife, that I have to worry about spending money on. So, Cigar Oasis, you're an A in my book, my friend.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I've got the, which one do I have? The one that's like the size of a shoebox, the Magna.
Magna, yeah.
I've got that in my cabinet, and I just got one of the smaller ones for my cooler, and it's just, I don't even have to look at it or think about it. It's awesome.
Yeah, just goes, man.
Anyway, check them out at CigarOasis.com. So let's jump into some more audience questions here. Blah, 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 same old stuff. Logan's got a question. Go for it.
Question. So, James, now that you have your own factory, you guys are obviously making Black Label and you're making Black Works, but you guys have, you know, I wouldn't say that Logan was the first with the colored projects, but you guys are starting to make other cigars for other people. So, you know, now that you have the ability to do that, you know, kind of what percentage of what your production is kind of other people's stuff, and what do you find challenging about that side of the business now that you're in it?
Yeah, I mean, it obviously varies, but I'd say right now we're looking at maybe 20-25% of what we're doing is for other people. And, you know, thankfully over the last year that's started to grow a lot. You know, it's definitely challenging, you know, because we know what we like in terms of, you know, our brands and what works for us. And so, you know, it's always difficult, especially working with a known brand and, you know, doing something for them. Like the, you know, the project we did with Fred for the Martial Law, you know, it's kind of for us to make a cigar for Fred, you know, we still wanted it to taste like a Nomad, you know, not like right. a Black Label or Black Works or anything that we do. So that's kind of the challenging part, is just, you know, making sure that we're able to produce the exact style of cigar that people want. But it's been a lot of fun, you know, and we've done a couple sticks for him and, you know, doing some other side projects as well for some smaller companies. But it's always fun and interesting. I mean, it's nice for us always to be able to experiment and do different things that we do every day.
That Martial Law is a legit cigar, dude. That's a really good smoke.
Real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
No one even knows about this cigar. And I wasn't expecting much, but the Emilia brand has been all over the map. And I smoked the Cavatina, and if I was still doing indie year reviews, like, and say in my top 10 list, it would be in the top 10. That cigar is freaking fantastic. And the little short Robusto, whatever size that is, like a 48 or whatever. Holy, woo! I mean, dude, legit. So there you go.
Yeah, we were excited about that project, you know, because obviously, you know, Emilio's done a lot of stuff, and you know, Scott really wanted something new and something different that stood out in the portfolio, and he kind of gave us free rein with it. So not only did we do the cigar, we did the artwork and everything with it. So that was a really fun project. And yeah, I think the cigar turned out great. Everybody's really loving it. So
it was pretty good. Anyway, sorry, Rob.
No, you're fine. The Cavatina, huh?
Dude, I'm telling you.
Legit.
Telling you. Oh, my. Yes. Like, there's not too many cigars that, like, I mean, you've never seen my humidor. I've got a lot of cigars. Let's not beat around the bush. But there's probably only 10% of them I actually want to smoke or would care to smoke at this point. And it's one of those cigars where I got a couple. I got like a 5-pack. And then I was like, holy crap, I need to get a box. And it's, like, so good. When I got out of the box, I was pissed because I didn't have more. It's that good.
You, my friend, are a snob.
Dude, I'm such a prima donna when it comes to cigars. I am. I'll admit it.
I've got thousands of cigars. There's only five that I want to smoke. This guy.
But dude, like if the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm all right. I got cigars. But like if it doesn't happen, then I don't have to smoke, you know, that, you know, box of, you know, who gives a crap in the corner.
Yeah.
Gotcha. They ain't really that good.
So the Cavatina, they have that in the Sigfed store? I'm going to have to check that out.
They didn't. Well, you betcha.
Now, I think we may have lost James again.
No, he's there.
No, he hasn't moved, and the smoke is hanging on his screen. I think that we may have lost him.
That's just the essence of Esteli.
No, he's he's definitely he's definitely out of the game at this point.
Internet on strike.
Yeah. Well, they for just to be fair, I happened to look at the weather in Esteli the other day, and it's like every day is raining with thunderstorms. It's like 84 degrees, but it says it feels like 96, and it's just constant every day. You know, when you get the weather app from Weather Channel, you can scroll through and look at like the 15 day. They're all exactly the same. 90% chance of rain. Yeah. It's just, this is not the time of year that you want to travel down there if you want to get out and see things. It's definitely the time to be in the factory, I would imagine, as opposed to being out on the floor. So we definitely did lose James. Unfortunately, Logan, maybe you can explain this because
I'll fill in for James.
We've referenced this a few times, and some of our listeners may not know. What is you talk about Black Label and Black Works? What's the difference? Do you know?
You mean James? You know James? I'm James.
You
please
can be
call
James.
Me by my name.
Thanks, James.
Thank you, Rob. I can definitely answer that question. So here's kind of the difference.
You have to grow a sweet beard, and you need to get your hat and make it slightly askew.
Okay. Well, yeah. No thanks. So there is a difference, but it's a subtle one, I guess. But so Black Label Trading Company was the first brand that they launched back in early 2013, and that's the Salvation, Redemption, Last Rites, Royalty, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Bishop's Blend.
Benediction.
And that's the Benediction. There's another one.
Morphine. Royalty.
Morphine, Deliverance, Santa Morte. Anyways, so that's kind of like that's their brand. That was the brand that they have, and they've been going around. Now that they've gotten the factory, the concept behind Black Works was to create kind of small batch cigars for them to kind of one, kind of test the market, but two, just fun and interesting projects to help them, you know, be creative, stimulate them, et cetera, et cetera. So they're all coming from the same factory. But that is where you're seeing things like the Killer Bee, the NBK, the Rorschach, the Green Hornet, and then others that are coming up like the Sindistry, Boondock Saints, and some other ones.
When does the Boondock Saints come out? Do you know? That was a question.
I don't know. I think it's sometime. Well, it already came out pre-August 8th. It's on the market.
Yes.
As Charlie Minato likes to say, they've seen a few boxes in the wild, as Charlie likes to say. But I don't know. I think it's sometime next year. But that's the difference.
Yeah, that was a question from Daryl R. Martin. So, Daryl, thank you for the question on that.
The other difference, I will say, is that with Black Label is pretty much constant production, where if you went to SigFed, right, you would see that, like, pretty much all the Black Label Trading Company, other than the limited edition stuff, is in stock 24/7. The other stuff is kind of the difference is the Black Works is more small. It's not limited edition, but it's small batch. Like, for example, and listen, I gotta get this on my chest, so I'm going to say it. The SigFed store is a pretty good retailer for Black Label Trading Company and Black Works. Has been for a long time. They bring in 100 boxes of Green Hornets like every couple of months, and they're trying to lever me down on how many I can get. So it's more limited in the sense of kind of like how Dirty Rats were, like in all the Unico stuff. It's like, yeah, they can produce more, but they limit the amount that they produce. So when you see things like NBK or Green Hornets or Killer Bees or any of that kind of stuff come in, then it's going to be gone like in the matter of a day.
Now,
and then you just gotta wait.
I've said this on all of our shows. I get absolutely nothing if you guys buy from the SigFed store. I'm not affiliated in any way. Neither is the show. Logan is, but the show is not.
No.
I actually just pulled up the site. You have everything from Black Works. Is Black Works Studios, right? Or whatever it is. They're all in stock. So you have Green Hornet is available, apparently.
Only a few. A couple boxes.
Yeah, they have. Well, you have quite a few Green Hornets, actually. You have 14 5-packs. Of the Robusto.
Dude, that's like three boxes. I started with 15, like a day and a half ago.
There you go. Yeah, you've got, and by the box count. And then what else? The Killer Bee, also available.
And how many boxes?
That's, I think, one of the great things about Black Label Trading.
Are you trying to fact check me, Rob?
No, I was just looking to see what was available.
But it's not going to be like a $15 cigar. There's a lot of cigars that are, you know, $10 or less that are really great.
Yeah, and their price points do all come in at under $10. So
yeah, and if people haven't tried it, they need to try it, because I think it's something like, you know, some of these companies that whatever comes out is going to be really good. You know, and there's not a lot of companies you could say that where you just want to smoke more of it.
Fair point. What is your favorite release from them?
Glass Rites.
Yeah,
the last Rachel and Sarah, I'll just keep smoking. I mean, and it's funny because, like, I, as much of them as I smoke, I give away to just go, like, you even tried Black Label Trading? Smoke this, because a lot of people just they won't smoke something unless you give it to them, which is kind of nuts, you know. But sometimes how it is with some people.
Hey, word of mouth is a powerful tool. So if you've got a buddy who smokes cigars and he hands you something like that, I mean, it says a lot about the company. That you're willing to put your reputation with your friend on the line because you think this is such a good cigar. And we got James back with that phenomenal Nicaraguan internet, man. It's not an ad for it, bro. It's not an ad for the internet. It's bad times.
The internet's good. The power, not so much.
Oh, sketchy. Yeah, it's the power company.
Kind of like India. It's kind of like India. So we had – I want James to give an answer because – I pretended to be you, and someone asked, what's the difference between Black Label and Black Works? And I want you to explain what the difference is, and we're going to see how right Logan was in his answer.
All right. So, you know, we started in 2013 with Black Label, and we gave it a very specific look and feel that made sense for the market at the time. You know, it was great for us to kind of get our foot in the door and get out there, and then you know, kind of as time passed, especially once we opened our own factory, we just had so many blends just kind of on the back burner, you know, and a lot of stuff that didn't necessarily fit in the Black Label mold. And so, you know, kind of when you're looking at expanding in the market, you know, there's only kind of so much you can do with one particular brand. So that sparked the idea for us to put out a new line. And you know, we already had a lot of cigars that made sense for the line that, you know, and then from there, we just started developing the artwork and everything, wanted it to have a completely different feel. You know, we kept it very simple in terms of, you know, number of vitolas, things that only made sense for the particular blends and the cigars. And I guess it's just more of a, you know, even more small batch than Black Label is in terms of, you know, what we produce and put out there. So it's kind of, you know, what I consider my playground a little bit in terms of being able to just be really experimental and get stuff out there.
I'll be the first to say it. Logan, you nailed it, man.
I know.
It was almost like you're reading off their website or something.
It ain't my first rodeo, son.
My aunt and uncle live in the town of Rodeo, California.
That's awesome, dude. Fun fact that nobody gives a crap about.
You say rodeo, it's just that's the first thing I think of. Just reminds me of
like Rodeo Drive. Is that fancy or is it more like?
No, it's just. It's a regular little
no,
town.
No,
it's small. It's just a little town. Little town in California, just north of. It's in the East Bay.
I remember there. Stop in and see.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Rasmussen. Stop in to see. Auntie D and Uncle Don. They will welcome you with open arms.
I'd love to meet them. I bet you they're great people.
And they will feed you, I'm telling you. And they will not let you leave without food.
Oh, boy.
If you bring,
I'm going to come see them.
If you bring Auntie D a bottle of port, you're in the will.
Oh, boy. Oh, dude, done. Yeah. She got any money, dog? I can make that happen.
That's all you got to do.
Go ahead, continue.
Just jumping around. They'll never watch the show. Anyway, so yeah, so all the Blackwork stuff is in stock at the SigFizz store, so. That's one thing you guys can check
out. Except Greenhorn's about to be gone because James is putting a cap on me.
Yeah, James, you weren't here to defend yourself. And Logan was complaining about his allotments.
I wasn't complaining. I was speaking for you.
Maybe that's a story for another time, but but we'll move forward. So we did have an audience question from Daryl. We're going to jump back to Daryl's question. He wants to know, when is the Boondock Saint going to be available?
I haven't set a release date for the Boondock Saint yet. It's, you know, we've kind of, you know, obviously pre-FDA, all that stuff, we had lined out quite a few lines to expand Blackworks. And so the Boondock was one of them. We have another Cigar Syndustry and another one called the SNR. And so those will be kind of slated to come out in 2017, but we haven't assigned any time frames to it yet. But it will be coming next year itself.
Okay. Yeah, we've got a few people asking about that. Now, I know there is a movie called Boondock Saints. I've never seen it.
And what?
I've never seen it. Can you believe that? It's supposed to be like, it's a cult classic, right?
It's a classic.
Dude, I'll have to check it out at some point. So
kinda like Reservoir Dogs. It's like you just got to see that movie.
Reservoir Dogs is a solid, solid film.
I think Reservoir Dogs is better, but that's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. They're talking about making another Boondock Saints movie.
They did, I thought.
Well, yeah, or like maybe a third one.
Maybe.
I don't know. They're making another. What's the one with? Oh God, now I can't even think of it. The science fiction one with the robots and Harrison Ford. No, Harrison Ford was in it.
And Star Wars.
Come on.
Breaking news, another Star Wars, people.
I mean, come on, really. You think I would miss a Star Wars? Come on, look at that. Why can't I think of what the hell that movie's called? It was in the 70s. With Rutger Hauer was in it. And you guys are no help. It might have been the early 80s. I can't think of it. Somebody on SigFed knows what it is.
Robots in it?
Yeah, well, like you have to tell, like, they're like cyborgs, I guess. They look like human beings. And you have to do like this little eye test to find out if they're humans or not. And yeah, somebody in the chat room will back me up on this because
I Robot.
No, come on, moving.
I'm frustrated.
I'm disappointed in myself that I can't think of it. So okay, so we've actually touched on a lot of these.
I got a question, James. Who is your least favorite person to make cigars for? And please tell it's not
Knife.
Me.
That's good.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Now you can just blame it on me. It's cool.
Nobody.
So who do you – like, let me ask you this. Is that – I mean, you've done work for my – well, SigFed Store, Color Project. You're doing the Throwdown. You did a couple releases for Fred. You did a release for Fred. You did one for Emilio. You did one for that cigar club radio thing that's out of Oklahoma or something. You've done some stuff for Underground. Like, who now? I mean, now the window's kind of passed a little bit because of the FDA. But if you could have worked with one brand and made a cigar for them, who would it have been and why?
That's pretty tough, man. I don't know. I don't know. I'm really not sure. I mean, there's obviously a lot of people I would love to work with, but I think I would have liked to see more shop exclusives out there, like similar to what we did with the Underground. Just because I think there's a lot of, you know, great shops out there that do really well with our brand and have a great feel for it. So I definitely would have liked to, you know, done some more stuff with some retailers.
Good answer. The other acceptable answer would have been anyone who's checks cash.
Boom. as long as the checks cash, bro.
Anybody that wants to order like 50,000 sticks, perfect.
Yeah, there you go. That's true too. Big orders always helps. Big orders and checks the cash. That's a match made in heaven.
That's a winning combo.
Yeah, it is. And the movie was Blade Runner, by the way. And you guys haven't seen it either.
It had Wesley Snipes in it.
No. That was Blade.
Or was that Blade? Oh, well, I'm sorry. It had an extra word. I didn't realize.
And actually, the word is that they're bringing Wesley Snipes back to make another Blade movie. The first Blade movie was awesome. I loved the first one. The second one, not so much. But anyway, they're making another Blade Runner after like 30 years. But I don't know why that came up, why that matters. So I've got a question, James. This is a question we've asked a couple of times, and we've gotten some interesting answers. Coming into the cigar industry, who was your mentor? Who was the person who really kind of helped you, kind of guided you along the way, the person you went to with any questions that you had? Or did you just kind of do it on your own?
Yeah, I mean, I think the interesting thing about us is that we did it 100% on our own, you know, and people always ask, you know, like, you know, would you do it again? What have you learned? What would you tell somebody coming into the industry? And, you know, I think for us, it was ignorance was bliss. You know, we had no history in the cigar business whatsoever. I've never worked in a shop. I've never sold cigars. I barely knew two or three people in the industry at all before we came into it. So, you know, we basically learned along the way, and which I think was ultimately was a good thing, you know, because my answer to all those questions now to other people is don't do it. So if I would have known what I know now, it would have been a different story.
Well, it is kind of, there's a certain, I don't know if pride is the right term, but in knowing that you're not really relying on anybody else, you're doing it yourself. And obviously you're relying on the people who work for you at the factory and that kind of thing. But, I mean, you're really just kind of, doing it on your own. I want to say carving your own path, but that's already taken. I just think that's interesting. It's some guys are, you know, oh, well, I worked with so-and-so and I couldn't have done it without him. But, I mean, you guys really kind of attacked on your own. What was your impetus in getting into the cigar industry?
You know, it's just my wife and I, you know, we've done a lot of kind of strange, random things. You know, we've lived everywhere, and we're in Africa, different parts of Latin America, Mexico. And we've always kind of been entrepreneurs and doing our own thing. And I've always been the cigar consumer. And so it's definitely something that interested me for a long time. And, you know, I was in the wine business for a long time, and we thought about that. And, you know, then we had an adventure travel company here in Central America. And the more time I spent in Nicaragua, I just fell in love with the process of it. And that just kind of sparked it. So, you know, and also as a consumer, for years, I would walk into, you know, shops, into humidors, and there just wasn't really anything that spoke to me. So I definitely saw that there was kind of a gap in the market there, that I felt like there were a lot of people like me out there that were looking for something different. And that's what we went for when we decided to do the brand.
So write the book that you want to read, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's good advice.
I like that phrase.
Question.
When we started, it was really kind of, you know, we expected this to be almost like a small side project. You know, like, okay, this is cool. Maybe we'll just, you know, ship out of our house or whatever. And, you know, if it takes off, it takes off. Great. But either way, we get to make cigars, which is awesome. Love doing it. And then, you know, thankfully it got bigger than that.
It's good advice, Logan.
I know. Dude, it's so eerie because it's true. Question. D-Day, it's 2 years from now. The FDA just bites the big one. You guys are down in Nicaragua. Is Black Label Trading Company and Black Works, A, choosing to fight and register their blends? Actually, no. One, choosing to fight. Two, going to register blends and just deal with the bureaucracy? Or if it's over, you guys closing up shop and moving on to the next venture?
No, I mean, we have no plans to close up shop. So it would definitely be one and two. So we'll fight it as best we can. And, you know, I mean, this is it for us. I mean, we're all in, you know, between the two brands, the factory, we live here. I mean, we're not planning on going anywhere. So unfortunately, you know, I think we're going to have to just play the game and go through the processes and do what we need to do to make sure that we are able to be around after the 2 years.
Nice. That's good to hear. As a reminder to the audience, you're listening to Cigar Chat, brought to you live on CigarFederation.com. Broadcast around the world in the Armed Forces Radio Network. Talking to James Brown of Black Label Trading Company and Black Works Studios. Black Works Studios? I want to put studios at the end of it. Yeah, okay, there we go. Logan, this last segment's brought to us by
our good friends at Drew Estate. And for those that actually have sat through all this, I got another announcement, which I'm just going to kind of tease a little bit.
Teaser.
Obviously we're selling the Throwdown, not related to Drew Estate. That's coming next week on Tuesday. Mark your calendars. But after that, let me just say, history typically repeats itself, and we've had a cigar safari for one, two, and you can just read in between the lines on that one. Look for more information. And download the Drew Estate app, you posers.
Ziplining is fun.
Dude, we got something crazy worked up. Dude, it's going to blow your mind.
Swimming with piranhas?
No, dude. I'll tell you after the show's over, because you're going to want to go. And I'm going to be like, no, Rob, you're not allowed to go for undisclosed reasons.
Copy that. So one last question, and this is one. We started the show with a question from Jason Myers, and we'll finish. Close. We've only got about 3 minutes left. So this question is for James and Logan. So can you pull back the curtain a little bit and share some of the process that led to the Color Project cigars? I've been able to try several of them. I think they're very good cigars at a nice value price point. What's been the keys to making this happen?
My ability to negotiate James and twist his arm really, really, really hard. No, I'm kidding. To do something. No, I'm kidding. No, I mean, I'll let James answer here. Like, I mean, I've wanted to do this for a long time. And frankly, there was no other factory. Let me just pull back the curtain a little bit here. Is that when you're trying to get cigars made in Nicaragua, everyone thinks it's just real easy to do. Oh, it's not. It's not. And especially if you're like me and you work in a corporate job, like 9 to 5, and you're used to like contracts and like delivery dates and penalties and like, you know, stuff like that. It's a very frustrating process. So when James and Angela and, you know, got their factory, I was really excited because one, frankly, they're Americans. Two, I already had an outstanding relationship with them and they were willing to work with me. And, you know, it's just been good. I mean, we've got a lot of other stuff coming down the pipe, you know, and the whole idea of the project was, you know, I mean, we could easily sell these cigars for $10 a pop, but the idea was to do it at a value price point to give you a broad spectrum of different stuff and expose you to different tobaccos. And then obviously put some really fun names to it so people could either call me stupid or call me a genius.
And more so the former than the latter. James, one little bit, because we've only got about a minute left. Is Logan really as big of a pain in the ass to work with as I think he would be?
Probably.
Not too much. No, I think it's been a really fun process, and I like the concept behind it. And, you know, I think for us it's great because it gives us the ability to kind of showcase what the factory can do. You know, I mean, we're doing cigars and all different profiles and all different wrappers and fillers and everything. So it's good for us to be able to play around and experiment. And, you know, it's always cool to get something new out there.
Awesome. Symbiotic relationship. James, real quick, let everybody know where they can find you guys online.
Yeah, so the best is just follow us on Facebook, Black Label Trading. We also have a Blackwork Studios page. And both of those on Instagram also.
Cool. James, appreciate it. Guys, thanks for checking out another episode of Cigar Chat. We'll be back next week on Thursday next week with an undisclosed guest because I've got like 5 different feelers out there and I don't know who's going to be on next week, but somebody will be. Thanks again for tuning in. Everybody in the Armed Forces Radio Network, you guys are built to do something I'm not built to do, and I have nothing but respect for everything you guys do around the world to fight for our freedoms and freedoms for others around the world. Thank you so much for putting your safety second and ours first. We really do appreciate it. Hope you were able to enjoy our show for an hour and relax and smoke a cigar. We'll be back next week. Everybody have a great week. Stay safe and we'll see you on CigarFederation.com.
And we're back, you fucking cunts.
Yeah, now you can. Now I don't have to tell John that you said my cunt. And
no, that's not a bad word. That's a guy's name, my cunt.
Yeah, it's all in the way that you say it. Now, here's the thing. For one of my jobs, I put together these scrapbooks for athletes and actors and things. They're really high-end scrapbooks.
So Ron's an old lady scrapbooking.
No, not really.
I know. Dude, I know what you do. I'm just
But there's you. There is a guy who writes, and I feel like it's in Houston. And I could be confusing him because there's two. There's one guy, and the reporter's name is John McClane, and I just think that's awesome. Because
right.
John McClane.
Die Hard.
Yeah. Die Hard, exactly. And there's another one. His name is Michael Hunt. And he very clearly goes by Michael.
Well, hey. Maybe he shouldn't. Maybe.
I chuckle every time I see it. That's all.
I will say that the one thing between Black Label, Black Works, and myself that we disagreed on is we actually have had a very good relationship from beginning to end. The only thing we disagreed on was I had submitted some names, and first of all, they didn't catch. I'm going to tell a little story here.
Yeah, I've heard this story that a couple of them just kind of snuck by.
Like I put in my cunt and Craven Moorhead, and they have, you know, in their the Escaparada, they have, you know, the names of the cigars or whatever. And Angel was like, yeah, one day we just kind of walked in there and we're like, Mike Hunt? Mike Logan, that fucking bastard. I can't believe he did this shit. And then I had a whole bunch of other names, man, that were so good. So good. That will never see the light of day.
I think Gringo is the best one.
Gringo is Tiger Kitty Soft Paws, Salmon Patty. Dude, I've got a couple other ones.
What's Salmon Patty? What does that mean?
Dude, it's just a salmon pat. Don't smoke it and talk to me, Rob.
No, I always thought Gringo, because it took me a little while actually to get it, because it was like Gringo. Like green means go, and then you say pass. It's Gringo. I thought that was
right. Has a green ribbon, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was creative.
I will say that one thing about the cigar industry that is not always a positive is that you're extremely accessible to everyone. You know, and for some reason, people want to tell you everything, their opinion on everything about anything to do with your product, you know, and it's like, we get shit for, you know, morphine and this and that and some of the artwork. And, you know, I just did not want to have to go down that road with my message box blowing up every day. You know, what's the deal with this cigar, the name, the, you know, so that was kind of my thing with it. It's like, dude, I just don't want to hear it.
It's the information age, man. It's the age of accessibility. It's, I don't think it's specific to the cigar industry. I think it's, everybody has to deal with that. And,
it's very different though, right? Because like if you open up a bottle of wine tonight and the wine is not to your particular taste, you're not going to post it on Facebook and bitch about it and contact the winery and tell them you don't like it. But that just seems to be, you know, the trend in the cigar world.
That's interesting.
It's a very accessible industry.
That's actually a pretty good point. And I think a lot of it has to do with and especially from your standpoint, is the small batch style of what you're doing. It is you. It's you and your family, and you're making this. And so obviously, yeah, you are going to be a little bit more accessible than, say, you know, a wine company, because for the most part, somebody who's making wine, it's more than just your – just a couple of people, or at least that's the way they position it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. Shad wants to know, about a couple of specific ones, specific names. And I don't believe that he's complaining. He's just asking. He says, did you help Logan come up with some of these names? Granny panties? ? Carpet match the drapes? ? Bumblebee.
Dude,
tuna? ?
Dude, Bumblebee tuna. That's a great name, but I got to do the carpet match the drapes. Is the packaging on this is going to be so legit. It's going to be like kind of like a black outline drawn shape, and it's going to have two curtains, and then you're going to see the carpet, and the carpet's going to be red, and then on the curtain it's going to be a question mark. So it's not going to even say the name. It's just going to be that. Dude, it's going to be so legit.
That's fantastic.
Coming to Cigar Federation store near you.
When you say
James, what's that?
What?
James, are you doing the art for that? Because that would be really awesome if you did.
James, that's another reason it was so great work with James. When the FDA went all fucking sideways, like, you know, people had to protect blends, and I went to them with a very long and comprehensive list of names I wanted to use potentially in the next 2 years and beyond. And they were very accommodating. So you're going to see a lot of interesting stuff come out.
When you say Bumblebee Tuna, it always reminds me of Ace Ventura 2. Because they say Bumblebee a tuna or something. And
he's, yep. I got a bunch of good ones.
Your balls are showing. Bumblebee Tuna. I always remember.
Bumblebee Tuna.
That's what I think of. Anyway, I do like tuna. It's good for you. So let's see. I think
it's packaged in oil. Not if it's packaged in oil, though.
What? Yeah, you always get it packaged in water. I don't think I've ever got it in oil.
It's available, so someone's buying it.
Somebody is buying it. You're right. My wife has us on this paleo diet, so I can't have mayonnaise. No mayonnaise. Right. Yeah. So she says to make tuna with, like, you mix it up with an avocado.
Right. Huh.
Yeah, I don't know if that sounds any good or not, frankly.
That sounds pretty shitty.
Yeah, it's But I'll tell you, after 3 weeks, I've lost 6 pounds.
Hey, just, man. After 32 years, I've lost 0 pounds. It's been awesome.
I'm telling you, just cutting out dairy and refined sugars, even though I still drink beer and I just had some Zacapa, which is empty, unfortunately. But my local Costco has Ron Zacapa for $30 a bottle. That's crazy.
Is that a good price? I don't
know. It's usually 50.
Oh.
I'm stocking up. So let's see. Let me see if we have any more of these questions.
So while Rob does that,
Remember, next Tuesday,
it's going down. From this point on, there'll no longer be any friendly banter. I wish you the best of luck, sir, and hope.
Bring it.
Wish you the best of luck, you fucking putz. And stay out!
Bring it, son.
All right, man.
I'm intrigued. I'm curious to see what the feedback's going to be. I have a feeling. Well, actually, it's going to be interesting on Siegfried because On is a pretty vocal and
he crosses over
and visual member of Siegfried. So no. I wonder if people are going to be as pro Siegfried just because they're posting on Cigar Federation or not. That's interesting. In the past, it hasn't been that way.
Hey, man. All that matters is it's an anonymous ballot. There's no hanging chads. Just vote for the one that you like the best.
Oh, hey, which artwork won? Because I voted.
Number one.
That was the one I voted for.
That was the one I voted for, too.
Yeah, there was some good artwork. Number one and, like, number four or five was good. The last one.
It was five, yeah.
And, I voted for number one.
There are a lot of good designs. Middle finger.
Are there going to be, like, any? Yeah, the middle finger. I didn't get that one.
I was really thinking about buying stickers of that one just to put it in everyone's box. So the first thing you saw was the middle finger. I really thought about doing it, but then I was like, I don't want to spend $70 on that.
Are there going to be, throwdown t-shirts or anything? Because I'd actually wear one.
I don't know. I did t-shirts on the last throwdown, and it ended up just being a colossal fucking process nightmare. So there may or may not be, but I will disclose that you will be getting an additional sticker in your pack. Yay! But that's it.
Okay, so... All right, so we've covered all that. We addressed all the audience questions. We'll go ahead and wrap this up. James, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate you battling through your power issues over there. But, again, appreciate you hanging out. And next time we have you on, we'll just we won't focus on Logan as much.
All good, man.
Mistake.
Appreciate it, man. On, thanks for hanging out, even though you didn't really say much, except cutting me off a few times.
Which is awesome.
Somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. That's awesome. Appreciate it. Guys, thanks for checking out another Cigar Chat. Look for the throwdown next Tuesday, you said, Logan?
Next Tuesday, the 25th. October Get on the early 25th. Access list so you can be the first one to know 150 bundles. My guess is they're going to go lightning fucking fast.
How would I get on the early access list?
What?
How do you get on the early access list?
Very simple, Rob. Great question. Go to store.cigarfederation.com. Go to the throwdown page. The product page is live. You cannot purchase it. It is out of stock. Wait approximately 6 seconds, and a pop-up will pop up asking you to join the early access list. Couldn't be much simpler.
Awesome. Well, appreciate that. Guys, thanks for checking out another Cigar Chat. Appreciate it. We'll be back next week with...
Undisclosed guest.
Somebody looks like John Cena. I don't know who that is. Anyway... moving forward. We'll be back next week with another guest, and thanks for checking out Cigar Chat. Everybody have a great week. Stay safe. See you on CigarFederation.com. And download the SigFed app if you haven't done that yet.
Yeah, fuck's sake, man. I put years of work into that fucking thing.
No, Logan programmed the whole thing himself. It was amazing.
It was fucking amazing.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Later.